Hi guys, thank you for tuning in to Vintage Space with Zay and Jay. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and don't forget to stay tuned every Monday. We will be talking about Mental Health Mondays, and every other Thursday is a Thrusting Thursday. Yes, you heard right, Thrusting Thursday, what's on our mind. And don't forget to tune in on Fridays for some wind down. That's right. Every Monday, mental health. Every other Thursday, Thrusting Thursday. And every Friday, wind down with us. Let's talk. Have a good one.
Yay, we're in here.
I was about to say, do not do the entrance again because we pre-recorded.
I know. I'm getting better. Would you like to start off?
No, you got it.
Okay. Well, I do got a pop-up from the Yay You.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So it says, "Never forget that you are one of a kind," by Buckminster Fuller.
That's too cute. His name is out there.
It's so cute. I like that. I'm going to have to put this somewhere. I don't know.
I was like, the quote too cute too, but I was talking about his name. His name is cute.
Buckminster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought you said like four names. Like
one word.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, you said like four names. Like,
it's long.
Look at you. Yeah, long ass name. I know he was annoyed with his mama when you know when you first get to school and they got the papers where you write your name over and over again.
Mm.
Yeah.
Imagine his mom was a Bucks fan and his dad was a minister.
Yo, I just seen that. What's the Bucks dude? I don't want to call him African because I don't think he's African, but he's still into. Yeah, I said that's my. I like that dude. I like him. And then I want to come back to get to his store. That was random as fuck, but it matched the name. So just like,
yeah, you know, he own part of the Brewers. So
oh, do we really? No, that's dope.
Yeah, because they were going to ship the Brewers out like the Braves, because we used to own the Bravery. Or however you like to pronounce it. Atlanta got them now, but they...
I'm about to say, didn't that happen to the majority of our teams? What's the other team that got... Somebody else got now? What's the other team?
I don't know.
I forgot what other team. It's another team that did that, and I forgot who told me that shit, and I was like, well, ain't no way they was our team, but...
Wisconsin is a sports state anyways. It's like state for sports, beer, and cheese.
It's a damn shame.
Liquor, period, and cheese. We outdrink a lot of people, and that is a shame. And then it's just sports, winter, sports. It's so sad. Anyways, mental health checkup. How is your mental health?
I'm chilling. I think, like, I'm chilling for the most part. The fucking trip was like a reset.
How was the trip?
It was chill, like... We had, like, a lot of plans, and even when they got altered, it still was like, all right, this is chill. Like I said, it's been maybe 10 years since my brother celebrated his birthday with any family or anything like that, so it's pretty chill. And then at the end of the trip, we kind of had, like, a conversation. Like, I believe it was, like, the last day, and it was a legit, like, conversation. Like, I'm there for my brother, and he there for me, and then we talked about some shit, and then you kind of, like, realize that y'all both got your own trauma still going on, and I don't think he realized, like, the shit that happened to me in high school. Like, I don't think people realize the trauma that they cause is, like, still there, especially because a lot of the stuff continued to happen after high school. Like, I just stopped trying to be bullied, pretty much. Like, people would be like, oh, we still tagging you and shit in Facebook and talking about high school days, and you looking like y'all ain't lived past this by now. Like, so I'm like,
that was fucking 10 years ago.
Nigga, are you telling me? So, like, I finally, like, broke it down to my brother, because everybody was, like, wondering, like, why the fuck you come off of Facebook? So everybody knew about the baby daddy drama, but they didn't realize that, like, niggas from Hamilton still, like, tagging me and shit, being petty as fuck, still bringing me up, still talking about she talking shit and stuff. And I'm like, I didn't know you bitches when I went to that school, so I don't know you now. So, like, I showed some of my brothers some of the stuff, and I was just like, or I didn't show him. I kind of, like, told him about some of the stuff that was going on. And I'm like, you think you're good from some of the shit, but I don't think people realize when they say trauma stick with a person, like I was already dealing with like four different types of trauma. I didn't need to go to high school and go through that shit. And then I felt alone and all of that shit. So like talking to my brother this time around, like it was sad realizing that even though he was there, he did not realize what the fuck was going on. But it was cool because it was like, everybody already know. I was like, my brother, I think I told you that too. I was like, my brother don't realize that he was the main reason why I got jumped. Because the girl, like, in the high school, he's like, she's like, where's your sister, this and that, and blah, blah, blah. And he ended up telling because I don't know if he thought, like, we were cool or whatnot. But I'm like, I had a whole school against me. You don't never tell a bitch where I'm at, like, or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think, like, I broke that down to him. Then I realized some of the shit he was dealing with. And it's cool to get it off your chest, but it's like, I started to realize, even though I got to voice this, it's not like it's gonna fix shit.
No.
And then it's like, you start to realize too, on the trip, when I say the trip, like this sounds so negative, but it's like the trip opened my eyes to a lot of shit because I remember taking a picture with my sister-in-law and for some reason I got hella sad. Still can't tell you the fucking reason, but I remember going to sleep crying that night, but I can't tell you why I got sad. Like I know inside of my head why I was like upset because everybody know I had like really low self-esteem in fucking like high school, shit, middle school too. So like the instant thought in my like photo was like, damn, I'm ugly as fuck. But like, I was like, I didn't want to take pictures of myself. Like there's specific pictures that I posted. Even my graduation pictures, I didn't share them with nobody. Like I gave my brother the picture, the okay to like take certain pictures and post them. And then I remember him saying a comment like, you and like me and my sister-in-law, y'all need fucking filters. And I'm like, okay, well, if I don't take a filter, then I'm not taking the picture. Like,
I feel him on that part because when I looked at those pictures, I was like, oh, y'all are so gorgeous.
Fuck that.
I was like, oh, that's so pretty. And then I was like, I am not trying to bother this girl her whole time on the trip because I don't know how the plan is or whatever.
Girl, I'm sure my bill high as fuck because I was talking to a friend every day from there.
Do you have T-Mobile?
No, it's Sprint, but I know that bitch is high as fuck, bro.
Sprint is T-Mobile, girl. You could have.
Oh yeah, I forgot they merged.
They got the $5 deal, and they got one that's $15 and lasts for 5 days while you out of the country.
Oh no, then we got that then. Yeah, we got that because I know when my mom went, she had it, and then I think they just kept it on the bill, so we got it. I'm about to say, maybe it's not high.
Yeah, it shouldn't be high, but if you like in Mexico, they don't charge you because Mexico is still a part of continent. Mexico and Canada, they would not charge you for Mexico, Canada, but they will charge you for like if you're going to Asia or England or anything like that, they're going to charge you for those for sure.
Man, so my ear's pretty, I don't know.
I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah, it was like chill. We did get to one place, and I think I messaged you or my friend. And I was like, these drinks ain't hitting. Me and my brother, we woke up. Bro, we woke up at like maybe 7. I was like, a nigga gotta eat. We never ate. We started drinking from like, I think 8:30 to about 12 at night, maybe 1 in the morning. We like, yo, you good, bro? He was like, yeah. I'm like, these shits ain't hidden. Niggas wasn't drunk or nothing. Like, I was like, okay.
I told you, because remember I said, y'all should have went to Mexico?
I ain't going to fucking Mexico.
Because they got that actual liquor.
Yeah, they do. But I, like, we went back to, like, where he is. And then we, like, instantly got drunk. I was like, this is the type of liquor I'm talking about. But the sad part is in Ibiza, you could taste the liquor. The liquor was hella strong. I just don't know why we weren't getting drunk. And then like everybody was like, nah, y'all got that, y'all know military people, y'all drink. And I'm like, yeah, we do, but like as long as we was drinking, we should have felt something.
Let me tell you something. Y'all got a dangerous combination. Y'all got half military, half Wisconsin. What the fuck do you want?
Type alcohol poisoning, nigga. The fuck?
No. You have alcohol in your veins. What more do you want? What do you want?
Poisoning type shit. The fuck?
No.
And I did. I woke up every morning. I was like, shit, I need something to drink. Like, I need something to drink. We was chilling. Like, when I say we was fucking chilling, like, it was well needed because I don't think people realize. So, like, you know, ever since I, like, quit the job and stuff, I was going through mental shit before then. I think it's probably been more than 2 months since I quit that job. I was living off the savings account. I really was, like, I was jumping back and forth between jobs because I'm like, I don't want to be here. Like, I don't think people realize, like, the week before this trip, it was a done deal. Like, niggas was, like, overdosing. Niggas was, like, no offense, trigger warning to the motherfuckers that's listening. But, like, niggas was out here overdosing. I was purposely taking, like, fucking certain other medicines, not overdosing like that, and pretty much just, like, two different types of overdose. And I was like, I'm over this shit, my nigga. And nothing will work. I was getting so pissed off because I was like, yo, everything I'm trying is not working. Like, my body would instantly reject that shit and make me, like, spit that shit out. And I'm like, all right, I'm not doing well. And then I was like, I'm gonna just write. Writing don't help for me no more. But I'm like, all right, I'm gonna just write, call it a day, whatnot. I'm not saying that it's fixed from this trip, because instantly, as soon as I got home, it's like reality kicked in. I was like, I'm still not okay. Like, I'm not cool. But I was like, I'm done with therapy. I'm done with, like, talking to people. I went into, like, an isolation mode before the trip. I think I'm still in my isolation mode, but I'm realizing, like, let me just pull myself out of it and call it a day. But I don't think people realize, like, I ain't been chill since my other trip. And I don't think people realize that, because it triggers something else in me that I didn't realize that, like, I was still coping with, because I buried it thanks to the fucking military. Like, bro, I'm telling you, when I'm officially out, like, I'm putting names all out in that motherfucker.
Period.
Like, and if I can tell a story first. Fuck that. I wouldn't give a fuck, because I wish a bitch would come after me after I get out.
Oh, no. Oh, Lord.
get out, I don't give a fuck what you protected by. I'm like, I'm just act like part of the PTSD, because it is, my nigga. Shit, the fuck?
My hands is shaking right now.
That'd be putting everybody, but yeah, I think, I don't know. I think I'm in, like, a numb state, and I think I started to realize, like, which is probably why I didn't get drunk, because we all know, like, I'm good at drinking when I'm in, like, my, I don't know how I'm feeling stage. I won't even say numb or depressed. It's kind of like, okay, I'm stuck in between, but, like, yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, okay, cool. I did try to, like, voice it to my brother, but I'm like, I realized I caught myself, because I don't like being an inconvenience to nobody. Like, yeah, I can talk about it on this shit, because nobody give a fuck what I'm talking about. Like, I hate to say it like that, like, nobody give a fuck.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, nobody give a fuck. Everybody likes to pretend like they give a fuck, and it's always a joke to people. So it's just like, okay, when I actually do it, don't come to my motherfucking, like, funeral talking about some, this was my friend, because in my head, I'm just like, I ain't got no friends, my nigga. Who took my shit serious ever? Mm-hmm. So I just be like, okay, cool, whatever. And then, yeah, I realized, even though, like, we know my brother's, like, damn near my twin, I did not want to inconvenience him on shit. Even when we was talking about, like, the high school shit, I'm like, I don't think I should do this, because, like, he's still cool with these motherfuckers. Like, I just never really thought that my brother had my back on that shit. Like, it's so many times where I was like, you could have spoke up, you could have did this. And I realized, like, once we came home from the drinking, I was still thinking, like, you could have did X, Y, and Z. You could have did this, this, and that. You ain't had to be cool with them bitches. You could have easy said this. And then I started thinking about other shit, and that's when it clicked to me, like, yo, you're not good, bro. You ain't good. And then it clicked to me, too, that even though I'm worried about my own shit, I was too busy, like, trying to make sure my brother was good, because he got other shit, too. And I'm like, I really wish they would tell the people, like, the military is not good for people who were already traumatized. Get them little fuckers that was bullying motherfuckers in the military. They deserve it. Anything that happened to you, you deserve, my nigga. Like, honestly, I hope you die in the military, like, point blank, period.
Wow.
Because I'm just like, a lot of people don't realize, like, when I say the trauma sticks with you, and y'all be thinking it's all cute when you're in high school, and, like, oh, people live past stuff. And the biggest thing that I've always heard, like, get over it. It was like 2 days ago, this and that, and blah, blah, blah. And you'd be like, yeah, 2 days ago, a girl killed herself from the same motherfucking shit that you're doing right now, but y'all didn't give a fuck, and y'all don't give a fuck about their mom having to deal with this shit. Y'all don't give a fuck about the stuff that you like may trigger down or the assaults that you may happen to this person, which is why they did that to themselves. So like, I wish anybody who was a bully, I hope you go to the military and you go through every motherfucking thing that I went through, and then come back to me and tell me if you're gonna be okay.
This is my thing with the whole get over it. If we're still pushing for people to still teach Black history,
oh my God,
then why should we get over something that personally happened to you in this lifetime right now? No.
But you see that Texas is trying to ban that shit. Texas is trying to ban all history. I was like, nah, we ain't banning Black history. We not banning altogether the Hispanic history. We're not doing that. The Indian history, girl, they don't want us to learn shit out here. Like, I don't know if that's not all states, is it? I don't think
so.
No. Wow, no, that's wild.
Wisconsin got the Milwaukee got the biggest Juneteenth thing that happens. Yeah. We got the best Juneteenth thing. It is fucked up, but like it's one.
I mean, but we always celebrate it.
Yeah, and on top of that, we got like the Black business neighborhood. You feel me? North Avenue. All up and down North Avenue, Black business, Black business, Black business. So when you come to Milwaukee and you, I always tell people, look for MLK Drive. Wherever I go, I want to look for MLK. Where's your MLK Drive? That's where the good food is. That's where the good vibe is. That's where everything good is.
It's where the fuck the streets at. Y'all, if y'all don't know where MLK is, just go to the hood and then around the corner where the street's fucked up, but it's still kind of okay. And there might be a library right there. That's MLK.
No, you know they tore down that Martin Luther King library?
Wait, the one that like was damn near condemned?
No, the one that was right next door to the police station off of 4th and Locust. They tore it down.
Hmm.
It's gone. By Rosa Parks.
Wild. It's gone.
They're making it into apartments. And they're naming it MLK Library. Apartments.
Okay. As long as you keep the name, because I hate when they knock down our shit and then be like, let's change the name. No, bitch. Fuck you. He got a whole street for a reason, nigga. Fuck.
Okay. No, but it's pretty dope, you know. I was like, oh, okay, cool. They're going to be looking just like the Black Holocaust Museum apartments.
I still have not like been in, but I think so. I don't know if they made that like after I left, but I do want to get back and like see that. Like,
it's been here for a while, but it was on the other part of North Avenue up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And moved it to 4th and North. My only thing is I don't sit on those stairs at night.
Why? Is it that bad?
You get a heavy feeling and like you get a really bad headache. And then when you stand up and walk away, you feel a lot better.
Hmm, yeah.
But it's heavy. That building, it is very heavy. I don't sit on those stairs at nighttime.
I don't blame you.
It's a lot of energy. It's a lot. I'm not saying there's something wrong with the building.
No, you good. I was about to say, you asked about mine, but you ain't check in with yourself.
Oh, I've actually been so good. Like,
that sounds like she up to some shit. Y'all heard that time, like some.
Given my recent history, you feel me? You know what recently happened. I've been sleeping a lot better. I've been waking up in a happier mood. I've been going to sleep a lot happier. I've been vibing.
That's good.
And on top of that, I've been writing down my prayers every morning at work, every single morning. I write down a prayer, what I'm thankful for, things that I wish for, and asking him to still keep my household in his arms. And like,
and that's it. Don't share no more prayers. You know how I am with this shit.
Oh my gosh.
Y'all, just so y'all know, when y'all do this, when y'all write down y'all prayers and stuff and y'all say them out loud, it's a thing that, I don't know if it's a Christian thing or if it's a family thing, where we say, like, if you say it out loud, you give, like, your enemies the power to take your prayers away. So, like,
that is true. But
you gotta, like, watch it.
I feel like everybody should wish for God to wrap his arms around them.
Yeah, facts.
You never know what the devil or anybody else have in store for you.
That part.
So you need to have your arms wrapped. You need his arms wrapped around you at all times, whether it's you or anybody. And I even asked him, for people who doubt me, just wrap your arms around them, because you never know what they're going through. You never know. I'm in that stage in life where I honestly just don't give a damn anymore. It's like, things happen, toughen up, keep it pushing. And like I said before, God put people in your life for a lifetime, fun time, or it could be a lesson, blessing, curse, whatever. But people are there to challenge something inside of you. And honestly, I feel like I'm more happier than I have ever been in years. Like, legit happier than I've ever been in years. I haven't felt this much power in my life since 2017. And it's like one of those powers where, you know, when something good is coming and you don't know what it is, but at the same time, as long as you keep your head down, your eyes on a prize, and you just getting through life and stuff like that.
Putting the work, yeah.
Yes. So it's one of those, because like a wise woman told me, I wouldn't get my blessings because they were going to be snatched up, because I was with or surrounding myself with people who were going to tear my blessings up, you know? So,
but that's a fact though. Like, you got to think, like, look at how many situations you've been in, and that's just anybody listening. All the situations you've been in, have you ever realized when you walked away from a certain person that was always draining your energy, then your blessings come? They always say, until you get that negative energy out your life, you can't really step up. Even when you feel like you're making a step forward, they always say you take three steps back and things like that, because I can't go through the next chapter with them negative people in my life. And if you want to, you can drag them through, but you ain't never gonna be really moving forward. You stuck in time. Absolutely. Thinking that you're making progress. So
the only thing I have to do now, after I finish my deep clean, I have to sage my house. Now, I have two different types of sage. I have the regular sage, and then I have the dragon blood sage. Now, the dragon blood sage is some powerful, powerful stuff. Now, I was thinking about doing that one, but I want to make sure that that one is for people who, they do the exact same thing, but the dragon blood sage is the one that gets all the negative energy out. Like, it does not leave any lingering negativity in your household. The only problem with that is you will need anything that was holding you and whatever negative energy together out the house.
I wish people, though, when y'all sage, please do it correctly, because a lot of people don't really know how to do sage. Like, y'all have to realize this is a really a ritual that you're doing, but not, it's not to sound scary to say that, but there's certain things that you have to do in order to make sure that this thing work, or else you're really just trapping the shit in your house. The same thing that you're trying to cast out is what you're trapping in your house. So,
would you like to enlighten them? Please.
My thing is, I will not enlighten them, because I'm not 100% sure on this, but I'm not sure. It's like, I don't know the full thing, but one thing y'all do wrong is y'all keep y'all doors closed when y'all fucking sage. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to exit that energy out your house. And a lot of people just think it's fun and games and stuff. Like, I believe if you don't believe in this stuff, maybe it won't have as much effect, because that's a lot of where the power come from. But when you believe in this stuff and you saging in your house, all right, when you knock yourself out, motherfucking find out you the problem, don't say shit.
Oh my gosh. I got a story for that.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, with the last person, right? I saged. And I saged the fuck out of them. And they started coughing and coughing and coughing. And I said, that's that demon in you.
Nah, that's that. Motherfucker would have been up out my shit.
When they went to sleep, I saged over my bed. I opened my windows and everything like that. And I saged over my bed. And I open my door. But you're supposed to actually start counterclockwise. When you sage, open all windows, open all doors. If you got a front door and a back door to your house, open both of them. You could do a quick sage in case you live like, you know, where rats and stuff is. You could do a quick sage. You could do a quick sage. I ain't never, like, cause you know, some people say, don't let the rats in. For real, some people live by fast food restaurants, abandoned houses, so you got mice and shit like that next door. They see an open house, they see food, they see all that shit, and they're like, I'm finna get in this motherfucker house. No, I'm finna stage, and you finna get the hell out. But
what if they don't leave? Now you gotta keep them.
You better stage the hell out of them. I don't know.
Now you got a pet rat. That's cute.
No, it's not. That shit is disgusting. No offense to anybody that got pet rats. I don't do things that walk on fours. Unless it's
it can like stand up on two too. It probably can't walk on two, but it stand up on
can
two.
Can it cook like Ratatouille?
If it did, bro, you gotta get that motherfucker out your house. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I don't give a fuck how nice that bitch is.
No, if it cook like Ratatouille, that motherfucker gonna really be my personal chef.
Fuck that. We good. That motherfucker doing all that, he got a little bit too much common sense. Fuck that.
He gonna kill you if you don't
buy. Exactly.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Now you're getting held hostage for fucking cheese. Like, it's Wisconsin, nigga. You can get it from anybody.
Go to the motherfucking store. Don't buy that fake shit either.
Use a rat. All you gotta do is sit inside the bag, nigga. Nobody will touch your shit.
You right. Good. Like, I'm gonna take you with me everywhere. They see you touch something, they gonna give it to me for free.
And they gonna think I'm crazy. So that's a win-win.
How is that for mental health? That we just went all off.
Like, mind that bitch is off.
Oh my god! But when you stage, do it correctly. Make sure you also are letting go of that negative energy yourself.
Yeah. See, I think that's why I didn't look into it. I think that's why I didn't look into it, because when I like even do my prayers and stuff, I genuinely like let everything go. But the problem is, if you like things go, you can't pick it back up. And I'm very much so in a phase of like picking back up things that I let go of a while ago. So like, yeah, like people gotta really know their heart. Like, even because sometimes you could trick yourself and say like, I'm cool, I'm chilling off of that, I don't feel that no more. Yeah, if you say that, you wouldn't be affected by a lot of stuff that affected you. Like, mm-hmm. You gotta really be healed when you do some of this stuff, because it's that negative energy kick back up, bro. I'm telling you, karma is real. Everything you put out in this motherfucker will come back to you if you are not pure at heart when you mean this.
I just got mine. And honestly, when I do my prayers, sometimes I'm saying the exact same thing over and over again. Even if I let go, you still, because for the simple fact that I know that my heart or anything won't fully be healed until I actually follow God.
Yeah.
And like I always tell him, if you lead me, God, I will follow. But you have to be patient. Everybody, I don't care if people be like, I'm God-fearing and all this and that. Majority of the stuff you're doing is not what a God-fearing person do. On top of that, he's very patient with people.
Facts.
So you don't have to be fully there, because he know you're still finding yourself and everything. And that's what I act like. Everybody find themselves. Like, just find who you are and then follow suit with that. God go tell you if he happy with that accomplishment or not, by taking away little things, by humbling.
Mm-hmm. Y'all gonna have to let us know if y'all wanna hear our beliefs on this whole, like, I won't say religion. I'm coming from a Christian family and my mom was a minister, and I'm gonna tell y'all, I seen a lot of negative things in the church. Where I'm like, I don't force people to go to church, and people fail to realize, just because you are a Christian does not mean you have to go to the church. Because nowhere in like all these words that they say, God said for sure you're gonna have to go to a church, or he's gonna just destroy you. The church is within you, bro. So I'm not telling you don't go, because I feel like, you know, sometimes it's a really good energy, but I've seen some messed up things, which is why I have not been to church since my mom let us make this decision of going to church, because I'm like, it's some shady shit that happens in there.
And sometimes, like they say, your body is your temple. The body is the temple. Sometimes the church could be you. It doesn't matter. Just whatever you have in touch with him is what you have.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't think people realize that, because I didn't realize, like, I know this sounds so weird, because I had to look back at some of the conversations we had. I had to look back at my text messages, and I found out, like, somebody asked me for a reading one day, or and they were like, just tell me how you feeling about the situation. And I had to ask them, I was like, am I that fucking spiritual broski? Because like, why everybody come to me for this shit? And then I started to realize, like, I believe a lot more than I say I do. I walk by a lot more that I've learned as a child, because I really held that stuff close to my heart, and I know like what I stand for and stuff like that. So it's pure when I'm thinking of it. But I really was like, dang, do you realize how much faith you gotta have to not know that you're that faithful to your faith? Like,
that part. And I won't lie too, sometimes when you believe in something, it doesn't have to be God, because some people do Buddhas and some, yeah, you know, some people do Allah. When you're closer to whatever you believe in, your mental health is so much better. It's so much clearer. The closer and closer you get, the more nothing could really faze you, because you know what? You will always say, God got me, Allah got me, Buddha got me. You, everybody that's like that, you know something bad can happen. They be like, don't worry, God got me.
That's like, hilarious that you said that. Because you know, I haven't really worked. What? I told you I quit my job. Who knows how, when, shit, what, June, July, one of them, I don't know. And I've been living off the savings, and I just had to stop today and was like, yo, I've been living life great not to have a job. If you really think about it, bro, I don't have nothing due. All my bills is paid. Where the money come from, bro? Tell me that.
It's really like what you put in is what you're going to get.
What you get.
Working hard, boom, there you go. There you go.
That's how I was like, let me get my shit together.
Yeah.
But
I'm really like, okay, I'm working as hard as I can right now, because I know when the time come for me, it's going to come for me where I can relax, my kids can relax, mm-hmm. they're going to see me more and stuff like that. But I have to be patient. You have to be patient. Though in my mind, I'm like overwhelmed, but then it's like, no, don't even think like that, because you might be overwhelmed and stressed right now, but your time is coming soon where you won't have to worry about nothing. Just relax. And with the holidays around the corner, you know, you get stressful. But as long as you relax, you take a few deep breathers, you know, you can do breathing exercises. Pull in and hold for 10 seconds, breathe out. Or sometimes you could do the little writing thing that you were talking about. Sometimes drawing. My kids love to draw. If you have somebody you could vent to, even if you don't, you could just vent to yourself. Or if you won't vent to God, vent to whatever you believe in. Trust me, it works. After that venting, you feel so much lighter. You be like, wow, that feel good. Just try not to cuss so much if you venting to like God and stuff. Just don't cuss that much.
You're gonna be apologizing a lot, because I'd be like, da, 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 and then I'm like, ooh, my bad.
Yeah, because then
you know my heart, OG.
You're gonna be on the toilet shitting bricks.
Type shit, hilarious.
I think that's how they get us back. They be like, oh, you wanna do that? Bet.
Hilarious. Freaking hilarious. That's why, and don't, y'all, like she said, don't let this holiday season like destroy y'all, because I get it, bro. Like, I get it. We can't always get everything. We want to make life grand for these kids. But honestly, kids ain't stupid, y'all. Y'all know, I told my child early on, like, you can't get everything because I'm broke. I dead ass just told her, like, I'm broke. What's good? And she, you know, like, because I had already told her beforehand, like, you know, Santa Claus not real, this and that, and blah, blah, blah. Because I don't want to give you this false hope. Not saying take that away from y'all kids. Let the kids be innocent. But I don't want to give you this false hope of, you were a bad child, this is why you didn't get it. Because if you think about it, that was the narrative growing up. Oh, you won't get gifts if you're being bad, this and that, and blah, blah, blah. Well, what if your child's heart is set on one thing? Because my daughter is very simple. One day she asked me for a motherfucking box for Christmas. That's it. Only because she wanted to drive. Just a box. And I was like, okay, she's going to get that motherfucking box, but she also going to get an art kit. She also going to get this, and she's going to get this, and she got an art desk, and she got all types of shit. Because the fact that my child only asked for one thing that was not expensive at all, I can go to a motherfucking moving company and get that shit for it. I was like, oh, we're gonna make shit happen. Well, the following year, I couldn't make shit happen. And she's like, it's okay. And mind you, the schools introduced her to Santa Claus. So she started to believe in Santa Claus again. I said, I'm not gonna take this from her, but what I'm gonna do is certain things I'm gonna mark for Santa. The rest I'm gonna mark from us. And then I'm gonna tell her, like, I asked Santa to let me try and get you the things that you wanted the most. So, you know, And then she finally just came and she's like, Ma, I don't believe in Santa Claus. I know you guys get it. I just said that because I like feeling like I can be a kid. I don't want you to feel like you have to do all the, like when I say my child is very, very smart on her things, but she tried to take the burden off of us a lot, which is what I don't like, which is why I'm like, I love the fact that like, she's so pure hearted. Me not letting her have those, like the things that we grew up with, Santa Claus and all that, even though we knew, I didn't give her that. I instantly let her know, like, this is not a fairy tale, this and that and blah, blah, blah. If I can go back in time, I would not take that away from her.
My kids stopped believing when they didn't get something that they wanted. And I was like, God damn it. Maybe Santa was on a budget. And then he was like, but Santa's supposed to be rich, Ma. How can a rich person
He ain't even got to be rich. It's like, the nigga make it.
Okay. All right. You won. But I do this thing where I had them write out three things. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, depending on if you're being extremely good, you could write down a bonus thing. And their three things, for the most part, are kind of simple. Now, my oldest, who's 10, he's getting more into the electronic gadget stuff, you know? So it's like nowadays these kids run Robux and stuff like that and Beyblades, you know, stuff like that. But it's like, okay, well, you ask it for something so simple, you're going to be under your budget. So mm-hmm. I'm going to do a little extra for you. If you under the budget, cool. I'm going to give it to you. But everybody know all year round, my kids get what they want. And it's not me spoiling them because they still have to earn what they're getting. You have to earn it. I don't care. Either way it goes, you don't get rewards for being bad. You damn sure don't do that shit. You go to jail if you're bad as an adult. You don't get rewarded that way. You get a bonus if you're a good employee. You get
that sound like that gentle parenting shit.
Huh?
That sound like that gentle parenting shit. Like,
well, I mean, this is coming from somebody you know who has open communication with her
kids. No. I'm saying you said you don't get rewarded for being bad. That's some gentle parenting parents. They'd be like, oh, he's being bad, but it's okay to feel your feelings and yeah. fuck up the office and stab little Johnny in the heart three times. You'd be like, what the fuck? Girl, I'm telling you, I've seen some fucked up shit. No, for real. So I went to the school. Yeah. And like a certain situation happened, the kid's been abusing the fuck out of a few of the kids in the class, right? So the parent was like, well, we don't believe in discipline for our child. One, that's strike one. That's the problem with you right there. That your kid's a fuck, well, not a fuck up, but like your kid is fucking other kids up, I should say. Mm-hmm. So then she was like, if they did something to my child, they have a right to protect themselves. I said, that's funny because these same kids that beat your child ass, you wanted to sue their parents. So, like, I'm confused. Like, gentle parenting ain't... Yo, like, it kills me because it's like, I get it. As parents, we want to protect our kids. And I get it as parents. I'm going to always defend you in public, but I'm going to get on your ass in private. And depending on what you did in public, I'm going to get on your ass right there. Because what we're not going to do is have them thinking that you can do any and every fucking thing and you're not going to deal with nothing.
That part.
But the thing is, these parents now, like, we were watching TikToks and were saying how like, oh, this woke culture destroyed parenting, destroyed just the social construct, destroyed everything. I do believe that 100% because you got to teach these kids early that real life happens. Real life has consequences and they don't know that jail is a real thing now. Like they know it's real, but they don't realize one stupid ass emotional decision can get you damn near life in prison depending on what you emotional about. Like it's not worth it. Yeah, because they forget that shit still exists in some states. Like, so I'm like, my baby, I'll be like, I try not to shelter her too much. That's my problem. I'm not a gentle parent, but I shelter her a lot more because of the shit that I went through. So I realize when she gets in trouble, I don't know how to cope with it because the thing she's getting in trouble for now, I didn't go through because even though I was sheltered, I was getting in trouble more so for my temper. She's getting in trouble more so because she doesn't know certain things are rude or disrespectful because I don't allow that in her life. Like it's certain stuff where I'm like, okay, it's okay to question because we're my dumbass. I didn't question shit as a kid because like I thought questioning was always rude. You know, you question an adult, you're getting popped in your mouth. So like, I'm like, no, it's okay to ask why, because some of these adults now, ain't no good for these kids. You need to ask what's going on so you know what's going on so you can repeat back to me what this motherfucker said to you.
That part, and honestly, I feel like we should have that open for kids, because I'm going to tell y'all like this. We are stressed as adults. Think about how those kids feel. Perhaps. Trying to live up to our expectations and then to be shut off at school and when they get home.
Yeah.
That'll fuck with their mental health a lot. And that's why sometimes I might fuss a little at my kids, but then I'll be like, all right, what is it? Because I got a phone call about this. I'm not going to yell at my kid, especially when it pertains to school, because sometimes I know majority of the time them teachers, they got it with their husband or boyfriend the day before they come to school, and you know, they got that fucking attitude. I'm an adult, so I'm thinking realistically here. Ain't no way every kid got in trouble in one day. What the fuck is going on in your personal life? Because sometimes as adults, we don't know how to separate personal from business. And I will be lying if I said I never mixed my personal life and my business life. Every adult has done that at some point where it affected the way they work. And then, especially if you work with children, sometimes it could be stressful. Being a teacher is stressful. It's extremely stressful. And if you're a parent too, you not only got to deal with your kids, but you got to go to work and deal with other people's kids.
40 other kids. Fuck.
And not everybody have that home training, or some people do raise their kids the correct way, but their kid is like, well, my family is very strict, so when I get to school, I can do whatever. No, that's not happening. And then when my son was in kindergarten, he mentioned to me, I like this teacher now because the other teacher, she didn't listen to us, mama. She only yelled at us. And I was like, that's why he would act out in school. You yelling at a kid is not going to teach that kid right from wrong. It's going to make that kid do it more and more and more, because that's attention that he's getting from you. When really, if you talk, you learn how to talk to a child, and you talk to a child the way that you would want another grown-ass motherfucker to talk to you, everything will be smooth.
So I guess that's my question. Have you ever had a teacher where you like, that motherfucker is distraught in the brain? And I'm being dead ass, because there's some teachers where I'm like, I know they're a genuinely happy person. But there was one teacher, and I don't know why, people didn't give him a hard time, but it was like you felt comfort with this teacher. I will say his name, but because of what I'm about to tell you, I'm not gonna say his name. Some people in my school would know who I'm talking about. But like, I think 3 years into the school, it had to be right before my senior year, we found out. So like 3 years in, after being my favorite teacher and stuff, I found out that his wife and kids were murdered. And I'm like, wait, excuse me? And they're like, yeah, that's why he's so like mellow about everything. He just takes like, but I always say he seems so sad. He seems so depressed, but he accepted everybody for who they were. And it was crazy because people thought he was getting disrespected. Little did they know, like, he was a home for like a lot of people to just be themselves, like, and just do whatever. Then there were other teachers where it's like, this person didn't want to be a teacher. I think they just took the job that was easier for them. They hate kids. And then sometimes I had to own up and be like, yo, my temper is causing this teacher to stress out, because there was a lady, like, I didn't like being touched. And I know, like I said, I dealt with people like calling me out my name and stuff like that, and calling me bitches and hoes and stuff. I hate being touched. I cannot stand physical touch. And the teacher made the mistake of grabbing for me, and I remember just yelling my ass off. And I watched her jump, and I realized, like, yo, what am I doing to her? Because, like, I got mental issues, but you can tell because I yelled, it triggered something with her mental issues. Or probably just the trauma in the past. I'm like, these teachers don't get as much credit as they need. Like, granted, I think everybody is waking up and realizing these teachers are really, really important.
Yeah.
But broski, I think teachers need a little bit more like away time. They need to like be on a rotation where like maybe
they need raises. Vacations, raises. They need something. Like, when you gotta think about it, some teachers don't get paid during breaks, you know?
Exactly.
And I feel like that's where some of the funders could go to, for teachers to get a little check. It'll be like an SSI check or something like that.
But still something.
Out of school, but something, because at the end of the day, they're teaching cops kids. Mm-hmm. They're teaching congressmen and women's kids. They're teaching everybody they're sometimes they see your kid more than you see your kid throughout the whole fucking week. So I understand some people like, this teacher don't know this, this teacher don't know that. That teacher is trained. That's like you having 40 kids in your home for 8 hours out of the goddamn day.
Okay.
You're not going to, you're going to be stressed. And out of those 8 hours, sometimes they only take a 45-minute nap. In some classes, they don't even get a goddamn nap. Think about it. Honestly, if it was up to me, I would say teachers should have a cup of wine during nap time or some shit. I would make that shit legal where they can have a cup of wine as long as it do not affect the way they teach during that time. Because I know damn well if I was a teacher, I would be drinking coffee with that liquor cream. Every morning, they go be like, is that your special coffee? Yes, it is, child. Now, please, turn in your homework.
That's what I'm like, you know how talented you have to be to like turn off your personal issues and be like, whew, okay, I'm gonna go in here and smile for 40 different motherfucking kids. And they do that shit. Now my daughter's last teacher, she ain't do that shit. When that bitch was having a bad day, she told him like, don't talk to me, I'm mad at that. And my daughter would come home every day, like she said, because she was having a bad morning, not to talk to her. And I feel like people like that don't need to be teachers.
I won't lie, the children these days now are more in touch with their emotional side. We are raising kids that are more emotional. And it's not in a bad way. It's like one of those, when they see a teacher, something is wrong with that teacher, they want to draw for that teacher and give it to that teacher. They want to see that teacher smile. You know, like, they want to do so much more for that teacher because now some of these teachers are creating really strong bonds with these children. And it's like one of those, oh my gosh, I love my teacher. I want to go back to school the next day and see my teacher. Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm about to say, this is why I'm glad my mom is in it, because I think, again, going back to like my traumas and stuff, because of my traumas, I think I teach my daughter, this sounds so bad, I think I may teach her a negative way, because I tell her, don't feel sensitive for somebody who's not sensitive towards you. But I don't want to take that part away from her either. Like, she's so sweet, but bro, if you see how some of these teachers treat these kids, I'm like, do not feel bad for this teacher, because everything that they did to y'all throughout these years that y'all was their student, like, maybe they deserve it. And I'm not saying that, I feel so bad saying that, but these teachers are evil.
I had one teacher that my family had before. I'm talking little cousins, and then a couple of my kids had this teacher. Teacher was a bitch.
I'm sorry. The way she said it.
My oldest gave her a run for her fucking money to the point where she's not a bitch no more. She is not a bitch. Nope. She listened to them kids. She talked to them kids. She respect them damn kids. And she was a fucking bitch. And then you have teachers that were my teacher, and now they're my kids' teacher. The lady that had me for K4, K5 in second grade, now she is my daughter's K4 teacher. She was my oldest son K5 teacher, my youngest son K5 teacher, and my middle son's K4 teacher. She had all my kids. And she loves it. She loves it. They love her. They love being in class. All my kids get the same teacher pretty much. My oldest had one teacher that he absolutely loved and adored, and she loved and adored him. Like, each one of the teachers have their favorite. And they all four of them done had all of my kids so far. So they all have their favorite child of the clan. So they all picked. And my oldest had this one, his first grade teacher. He adored her so much. She adored him. They would buy each other birthday gifts. And it was amazing because she was able to help him succeed in a lot of curriculum activities, everything like with the reading and the math. And if she see him struggling, like, she would say, I've noticed he have a little bit of anger issues. Like, he would get up and just try to walk out the room. It's just like, I allow him to get up and walk out the room so it'll calm him down. When he's ready to come back in, he would come back in, and we would talk about how he could have handled it the right way the next time. And I was like, I appreciate you doing that, because most teachers will be like, nope, go to the office, go to the office. And he got it together. My second child, oldest, his teacher last year, adores him. Oh my God, this lady got a whole damn nickname for him. First of all, she got a son. His name rhymes with Mason. So it's like, okay, listen, y'all, if y'all know me, I'm corny. I'm corny as shit. She calls my son Mason Grayson, and she calls her child Grayson Mason. Jesus. And it'd be so adorable, and it makes your kid feel special. It made my son feel special and everything. She actually helped him throughout a lot, because my second child has a speech impediment. It's so cute. Like, it's like he tries his hardest, and I'm like, oh, you just so adorable. You know what? Even if you can't talk, by American standard, you are so adorable. I'm sorry. That's fucked up, because he got the looks. He got the looks. That is so fucked up. American standard. He has the looks. My youngest son, his favorite teacher, when we found out that he was an introvert and he did not like all the attention, he would break down. He would have a mental breakdown. He would want to cry and stuff like that. His teacher paid attention to those things. She also made a comment to me about it too during a parent teacher conference. And I had to tell her, like, yeah, I don't think he like attention like that either, unless it's like a one-on-one with you and him. Other than that, he don't like doing things. Or sometimes if he want to show off how smart he is, he go tell the whole goddamn class, boom, this is me. But each teacher bring out the best in students, and each student bring out the best in teachers, is my point. Yeah, sort of, kind of. I feel like
I wonder when the teachers just give up, because, like, you notice the difference. And then, you like, even in high school, you knew some of them, they were tired, but they still kept trying and stuff. And I don't know. I guess, like, it's kind of like a question, like, what makes y'all just so tired? One, we already know the pay for sure makes y'all tired. We already know the attitude from the kids for sure make you tired. But, like,
the attitude from the
parents. Bro, let me tell you something real quick. Elementary school, cool. Your kid can hit me here and there, but I'm still going to push that little motherfucker. But, like, high school, if your little motherfucker touch me, you almost an adult. I'm finna, man, I will roundhouse your ass. Don't fucking play with me.
Like, lapping the shit out of you.
That's what I mean. And we had, I think I told you about that, but we had some teacher in Bayview shortly after we graduated that beat the fuck out of a kid. But they used to always tell us anyways, like, y'all hit me, I'm hitting you. I'm like, shit, I don't blame you.
Some teachers had kids our age, they'd be like, my kid will be here tomorrow.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. They go.
I could not. That's why I said they get it. I get them their credit, because I couldn't. Like, I would have lost my job.
Just like I wouldn't be able to be a CEO. They go through a lot too.
Nah, I
couldn't do that. I feel like that in high school is like the same goddamn thing, kind of.
Pretty much.
Unruly motherfuckers that want to test your patience every chance you get.
What year you think is worse, though, in high school? Because I don't think freshman is worse, because I know people dealing with their hormones changing and stuff. But I think it's the senior year and maybe the sophomore year that's the worst. I think junior year, people, like, they create their personality and they know where they're going to stand. Freshman year, it's like, oh, we're emotional, blah, 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 blah.
Okay,
cool.
So for me, I feel like it's, honestly, I feel like it's freshman and senior. Freshman, you coming you getting out of that kid notion. Is now the doggy dog world. It's now the, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, because these 4 years fucking matter. The years before then didn't give a damn. College ain't looking at what you did in eighth grade. They ain't looking at what you did in first grade. They looking at what you did in 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. Mainly 9th grade. And then 12th, because they want to compare your freshman year.
In progress, yeah.
And for me, it was like, damn, like, okay, I'm going to one of these schools. I got to be on top of everything. I got to do this. I got to do that. But me, I was never a big homework person. I passed all my tests, but my homework, shit, I don't know what the fuck happened to my homework. I don't care. But if I would have did my homework, yeah, I would have been a straight A student. But I did not give a damn about homework. It was more so the tests and the exams that got me. So my teachers would be confused. How are you passing the tests and the exams, but you're not turning in your goddamn homework? I don't know.
That is hilarious.
Like, I'm so too much time consuming.
So you basing it off of your experience compared to like, so like, cause I'm just looking at how everybody acts at the time frame, because freshman year you were so free and stuff. I wasn't even thinking about the grades. I just felt like freshman year people were free to be them and see what the school accepted. And then senior year, I feel like, senior and junior year, I feel like junior year, you like, bitch, this is me. So accept or whatnot. I don't give a fuck.
Junior y'all put me through year. Was a breeze for a lot of people.
Junior year was a breeze. It was, I don't know, like, I don't have, remember no problems in junior year. Like, where every other year, I'm like, okay.
Junior year in high school is like, why the fuck am I here?
Like, why are you here? Because nothing special happens. Like, they don't give a fuck about junior year. Like,
I will tell you this now. Junior year is like the middle child. Why the fuck am I here? Like, what the fuck am I doing here?
That's the year everybody can skip and not give a fuck. Then you're like, oh shit.
You at this school.
Like, yeah, like, that's when all the bitches got pregnant. That's what happened. That's, my dumb ass just did it late. The fuck?
It's like freshman year. They know freshman. Ooh, what was that thing called? Freshman kill day?
Kill day. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh my God.
Because I didn't think that was a real thing. I can't say out of the two high schools I went through, it was two different thing, so like I didn't know that was a real thing. I heard people's stories, but
you got freshman kill day, sophomore is where people getting more into sports and they already got their group, you know, they doing them. Sophomore year was like
you discover your best friend.
You discover your best friend. Junior year, you like watching freshmen's sophomores beat up freshmen because they all messing with fucking seniors, and seniors just being creeps and shit. Nigga, you 18 trying to talk to somebody that just turned 14. You're disgusting. And then like junior years, like, you know, we just here for the fun. We trying to scrape up the change because I know we got to pay for these books and shit for next year and to graduate from this motherfucker.
So you saying I skip years, because you know in my freshman year, y'all know my first decided to like act like he was a certain age, but really that nigga was damn near a grown man. So okay, now it's making sense. I got you.
I ain't gonna lie, I feel like for high school it's cool to mix 14s and 18-year-olds together, but I ain't gonna lie to you, I feel like it should have been a section of the school dedicated for freshmen and sophomores and one dedicated for juniors and seniors.
Do you? I don't think so. So I do think that like the mixture helped. What I did not like is when they mixed in the middle school with high school. I think that you was bugging then.
Yeah, or the elementary too high. You fucking weird.
Oh yeah, that's wild.
Some of them I understood because some of them were like the parents and they were dropping their kids off. Like some, like a senior and they have a first grader and shit like that, not judging nobody or anything like that. Things happen in life. It is what it is. But like, you know, we had one of those sister something. It was with Custer. And they turned Custer High School into Obama School. And then they closed
Down. Did they really?
Changed a minute ago. Custer.
I thought Custer was just closed. I didn't think that they named it. That's wild.
It's Obama something. They changed that in like
The science school.
Is that it? Yeah.
I think because it had a long ass name. It was like Obama something, 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 life learning shit. What the fuck? Like, why would you do all that?
Yeah. But the thing is, they took away the daycare part of it.
Oh.
Like,
they had
that
a daycare?
Was the only high. Yeah, because that's where a lot of women who were pregnant, it was like attached to Custer. Like that's it was so Custer cute. And it was another school attached to it, and it was like pretty much women, young ladies that were pregnant were going there, and so when they give birth they have a daycare, they could drop their kids off and they could go to school and they could
and let me just say when I said that's so cute, y'all young girls are not saying, oh, it's so cute you got pregnant. It's cute at the fact that they understood that these young girls get pregnant and they need somewhere to take these kids, and you're right here with your kids. That's the cute part. Exactly. After that, do not get pregnant in high school. I lived it. I understand that people can make happy ever afters in that situation, but it's not as common as people think, and there's a lot of drama that goes with it, and you don't want to be dealing with pregnancy in high school. Please be smart.
You don't.
But you're not. You are not stupid if you get pregnant in high school. I'm just saying, please be smart with your body and understand that these are temporary relationships.
I am 28 with a 10-year-old. I was still in high school. Okay? I had my son 3 weeks after graduation.
Damn, really?
Yeah, I trained 3 weeks after graduation. I graduated May 22nd, 2013. I had trained June 13th.
I can't believe they 3 months apart. Hmm. I thought they were closer. Yeah, I thought they were closer, but okay.
6 months apart.
What the fuck? Wait, what did you say?
June. I had trained June.
Oh, what the fuck? I don't know what the fuck I just counted.
They 6 months apart because you had your daughter like right before my dad passed away.
What the fuck was I counting? What the fuck?
I think you had your daughter 2 weeks before my dad passed away.
Aww. Yeah. That it's kind of my birthday, that's why.
Yes, no, not your birthday, sweetie. he came hilarious. 3 months after my birthday.
I did. Yeah, it's horrible.
That is very horrible.
But wow. You know what? That's actually really smart, because I graduated before I had her, but like, say if I had a baby in a situation, I don't think I would have been like, oh, let me drop this baby off in the morning to this daycare and go to school. No, I probably would have been like, so ain't shit by my school? Because I'm not finna be waiting 30 minutes to get to my baby. I want to get to my baby now. Like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Remind me of those kids that, well, the people that have babies in college and then the professors watch the babies and stuff. Mm-hmm. Why they get education or the teacher had a little baby try to teach and stuff like that. Like, that baby can't even form a full sentence, and you got that baby up there trying to teach the goddamn class. Don't be the smart baby, though.
I do wish I could have experienced college like I planned. Like, I did plan to finish at MATC and do, like, you know, because, you know, everybody know MATC is a college, but it's like, it's not a college. I hate saying it like that. But I plan to like get my associates and stuff, and then like, okay, I'm gonna go to the Oshkosh like I want to. Thank God I didn't, because I heard Oshkosh was like really racist and stuff like that. And then when I really think of my pre-college program, they were. So like, I don't know. I really do wish I could experience college. And I know that sounds weird because people like you in college now, bitch, I'm online. That ain't the same.
I need an online college. I don't like people. I got a shirt that says ill people.
I like the interaction, but I don't.
I don't like people. Every day, somebody give me a reason why I don't like people.
Most people don't like people.
We'll live happy together.
Like, yay. I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot. Like, I do regret not going. But I also know, like, I had a kid. What the fuck was I going to do? Because I'm not one of them people that was like, oh, I want the college baby. I think that that's so beautiful that you made so many friends in college that they will help you raise your kid. But that ain't me. Everybody ain't going to be around my kid.
No. Uh-uh.
I think it's a beautiful thing when you know you can trust those people and stuff. Because I thought it was dope. The girl said she had a baby shortly after getting to college, and she had all her friends from middle and high school. They went to the same college, and they did. They took turns. Whenever they would go to class, they would help raise the baby and stuff like that. And honestly, you see it throughout the years. I think they graduated. They started from when they got there till they graduated, and it was like the cutest video ever. I thought it was so beautiful. Like, at that point, y'all family, y'all ain't friends. The fuck?
That part. Period. Wow, I just noticed we talked about a lot on this mental health.
Mm-hmm. This was the legit venting space today. Right.
I swear, it was a mental health / venting. But listen, if you made it this far, we thank you a lot.
Like, for the ones that didn't, fuck you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just playing, bro.
No, motherfucker, we mean it. No, I'm just playing.
No, we just playing. We don't mean that. There's somebody gonna fast forward to that part right there.
Don't fast forward it, please. Please.
It's too late. If they fast forward to say like they listen, then it's gonna be like, fuck you, motherfucker. The nigga like, what?
Like, look, listen from the third minute all the way to like 30 minutes. We talk about mental health. I promise you.
It's too late. The disclosure is after they listen to all this bullshit.
Okay, I'm going to write it down in the thing, in the description.
Oh,
I'm going to write it
in in the description, you got to let them know because I realized what I said too. When I said I want y'all to die in the military, don't take it as pew pew die. I meant like die as in go until you like 60 in the military. I don't mean like, oh, drop dead. No. What I mean is like the military comes with a lot of shit. And I hope that you serve until you realize that you can't handle the shit no more because the military is not cute like y'all think it is. Like, a lot of people think it's fun. Oh, you thought I meant pew pew? Oh, okay.
Blew up.
No.
Damn.
No. Fuck that. No. Hell no. Not with the way that they can do shit. No, I just mean, like, I hope you retire. That's what I should have said, but it just felt better saying die at the moment. But, like, I hope you retire in the military and go through trauma. I should say that. I hope you go through trauma in the military.
We hope that your contract will never end with the military. Ever. Even when you die, you're still a contract.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Because at this point, you really can't.
Bring your ass back to life like you experiment and shit.
I ain't going to hope that because shit, that karma coming back. Hold on, Dad. Like,
hey, could you imagine if they enlisted zombies and shit? We win.
Bro, I'd be like, I can't believe these niggas brought me back. I was sleeping peacefully, and this motherfucker brought me back.
I just gonna attack your own country at that point. Like, nigga, why the fuck would you bring me back to life? You know what? I'm finna bite you. I don't know. I don't know how that shit goes. I don't know how human tastes. I don't want to know. I don't know.
Cool. Keep the chicken and cow.
Go end up with mad cow disease.
Type shit.
Okay, you guys, thank you so much for joining us at this end of the
show. She's not really ending because we still got to record another episode anyways, y'all. So we're not really going nowhere. We just going to act like we're going somewhere, you know?
Yeah, we'll be back after this commercial.
After these messages. Have you ever had misophonioma? What is that thing? Like?
It be the ones with the longest shit, and they be talking about you're into. Wait. You can get $50,000. Nah. You be like, hold on, they said $50,000.
Y'all ever seen them commercials where they be like, and this is the best medicine ever, but it may cause liver damage, brain damage, Lyme disease. Da, 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 da. 5 minutes later, you're like, damn, this is the same commercial. And you might lose your eye. What?
Hey, it'd be like, and it might cause death. And you'd be like, death? What the fuck?
Bitch, it's supposed to be healing me.
It's not the best thing. You'd be like, what the fuck is this? This is not it. I don't like that. I don't think
you can lose a limb, but we'll sew it back on, but you might lose the other one. On top of that, you might need brain surgery. What the fuck?
And then the commercial after that
be the same shit.
If you ever taken this medicine, you like, wait a minute.
What the fuck?
You said it was safe and FDA approved.
And then they'd be like, it was not FDA approved. It was not this. And you'd be like, what the fuck?
You're like, I just ordered this shit. What do I do? What do I do?
Not take it, motherfucker.
Give it to your enemies.
Shit. That was the COVID vaccine.
Oh, no.
Watch. I bet you in 50 years, if you, and I'm sure going to be in that bitch like, I was forced to take it.
I swear, I'm be like, in order for me to leave the country.
I took two. Fuck.
Dog, I did have to take two.
I had to take two. Oh. Then they talking about some of the booster shot. Fuck you.
In that damn booster shot. I don't even take the flu shot. Fuck all that. If I get
that's wild.
It was God's will.
And then after all this traumatizing news, you get robot chicken to come on. Yep. Yep.
Yeah,
gotta really sit there and think about shit.
Those were the days.
What was that show with Foxy and a little fake, all the fake superheroes? What was it called? And then it was a show with the French fry, or was that the same show?
Oh,
and Meatball.
I'm at Hunger Force.
Hunger Force. Y'all, we're gonna have to do an episode about Hunger Force because that shit was like traumatizingly good. Okay.
It was with Carl and you got fries, shake, meatball.
Meat Mouth.
Fry was black.
I was like, that's the sexy thing of Fry.
Remember the rapper Spidey that
no.
Oh my God.
We're gonna have to go watch some. But now I don't want to watch it on YouTube because I feel like they're gonna traumatize it with some other shit you ain't see. But like, yeah.
No, we're gonna have to do that episode when we're in public together. Well, when we're together,
yeah,
so that we can have the reaction thing. That shit is crazy. I love that. In the Boondocks.
Like, and we got, yep, we got to do them. We got to do Ed, Ed and Eddie. But there was another one where, like, they were, like, aliens and they came and took over. Not really took over the city. And then it was Rocko's Modern Life. And then it was fucking, these kids ain't gonna know shit, bro. Y'all fucked.
That's because they sensitizing every motherfucking thing. They censoring every goddamn thing we grew up to. Oh, ask McGee, where was
I remember that
as a detective?
What the fuck? I remember that.
I'm finna send you the picture. Oh my god. Okay, we gotta end this.
Okay, yeah, yeah. We'll talk about we'll talk about this another day too. Bye. <Yes. laughs>
Welcome back, you guys. Y'all, I'm so excited to say that Venting Space with Zay and Jay is back. We will be with you guys every other Wednesday with the weekly discussion and every Monday with a Mental Health Monday. Y'all, stay tuned for all the other surprises that we have this season. This is a new beginning for Zay and I, and we are so excited to share it with you guys. If you ever want to become a part of the conversation or just get your point across, have any questions, comments, or concern, send an email to ventingwithzay.j@gmail.com. Almost messed it up, but I got y'all. Again, it's ventingwithzay.j@gmail.com, and we will be sure to get back with you guys. Thank you so much for the love and support, and I hope you enjoy this season.